Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
All right, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to a Patreon exclusive episode of Two Black Girls, One Rose.
But together, we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And this is what I wanted for Pilot Rachel.
This is my exact first initial thought.
Okay, you too? Mine too.
Same exact thing.
This is what we've been waiting for.
This is it.
Yep. Tanner, let's fucking go. Yeah, somebody worthy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody of the cal.
This version of Rachel. This is what I was waiting for. Right? But go ahead. You go.
Yeah. Well, no, that version of Rachel, but also somebody worthy of her time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I really like Tanner, and we'll get into it in the episode. And he's been kind of here doing his own little process, bouncing around, kind of, but I think being, because who's he been with? Kat? Who was after Kat?
Kat. Who was after Kat? He left Kat for
Davia.
He was upset about it.
He's with Davia.
Davia.
And then he chose Rachel in the end, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. but yeah, someone who's like, I don't know, just seems like a real person. Like Brayden was not real. Chucky, not real. Like these randoms, like this caliber of a potential human man relationship, like this is what I want for our former bachelorette. So very happy. What were your thoughts, friend? What are you
so
thinking?
This is the Rachel that I've wanted to see all season, where she is imparting her knowledge upon doing this show before and seeing how cautious she has to be on this beach. I really appreciated Tanner bringing that out of her. I am loving what she's wearing. This is very obviously somebody who got a breast reduction and is ready to wear all the things she could never wear before. I am so happy for her about that. And having these men really ask her, like, what do you want? What are your intentions? How can we get here? Like, not begging for her attention, but really wanting to peel back the layers of Rachel to get to know her as the star that we have known her as. So that's what I've wanted to see with Rachel.
Her that conversation between her and Tanner was one of the more mature conversations we've seen this season.
In a hot minute
where they both were like, all right, let's talk. What are we are we gonna try this thing? Like, what are we doing here? And I liked seeing that side of her, because otherwise we were just seeing her just like running around with Brayden and just foolishness. Anyways, what other thoughts do you have, friend?
Anyways, then my second thought and final is that Katie and Blake is still so lost on me. I still don't believe them. And I don't, because she's on a separate television show trying to find love at the exact same time.
Yeah, I don't really know.
How did she finagle this timing to where it's like fine on both shows that she's on here? Because there was no reason for her to be here. None.
Absolutely none.
So it makes me feel like, okay, this is just not really that
like what they had was not real.
I don't care. I just, not that I have no empathy, like Blake was crying, but I just don't care.
I don't care either. I really don't. I don't understand what Katie's doing here. Like, just to have a moment, create a moment.
I guess so. Yeah.
For herself.
Maybe Blake to have emotion, maybe?
For Blake to have some emotion, but like, he wasn't expecting this. He also didn't need this, it seemed like. He was like forced into this like closure conversation with somebody that he had like made seemingly on his own, made peace with, like, I'm good on that relationship. I'm moving forward. But yeah, it's like whenever you like try to have a moment to yourself, suddenly Katie's around the corner. Like, she just pops up everywhere. She's so tiring. It's exhausting. Oh, God.
Oh, man. That was it.
Okay. Yeah, that was my thought with Katie. And then my last thought, loving Olivia and Michael. I just feel like they're two peas in a pod. They're so cute.
Do you, though? But I love Olivia with anyone. It's really
I know. Damn. Here. What do you think about it? I think I love her and Michael the most, though. Because his humor, his energy... just the way they joke, like their little jokes, he gets her, you know, they both black, brown, whatever the hell, like they, in a way that she didn't have that kind of like little tag team little with John Henry.
I really like this version of her being with the opposite person. This like Southern drawl gentleman yacht captain. I really like with this new Rochelle round the way girl. This opposite I love.
It's cute. Yeah. Yeah. It feels more real than the opposite with John Henry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But really, we just love Olivia.
We just love Olivia. That's what when you put it like that, I was like, you know what? Every person she's been with on this beach, I'm like, yes, I love this. I love this for her. I love him. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, fun episode. Before we dive into the recap, thought we'd do a quick little, like, round robin, what are you watching on TV? I
think
gonna give me the rundown on Beverly Hills, what's going on in Real Housewives Beverly Hills.
Yes, so Beverly Hills, they took their first trip to Las Vegas. They're on a trip.
Yep. Oh shit, it's like episode they be doing these trips early now on these shows.
Yeah, I know, because they really, especially with the long-standing cast, when they've been the cast for a while, they're like, all right, let's go, girls.
Yeah, we need some let's get straight to it, to the meat, and that usually comes out on a trip, so. Okay, so they're off in Vegas.
They're in Vegas, and Erica knows, obviously, the entire cast of the Magic Mike dance crew.
Oh, I saw the preview for this episode. Oh, I wanted to watch this one.
It was good.
It was good?
It's a really good on the treadmill gym episode.
Show? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Sutton lost her damn mind. Sutton lost her mind. Oh,
what was going on? So Erica's on stage getting like basically getting like
pussy licked.
I was about to say, getting like pseudo eaten out on stage, and Sutton just like couldn't take it.
She couldn't take it. But the thing is, if you know, okay, so they know the dancers, they've met a couple of them, right? They know Erica Jayne. So if you know that,
okay,
you know that these are some of the like gayest men in Nevada.
Oh, the Magic Mike dancers? Really? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. These men who can, like, body roll and are hairless. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
These, and when you meet them in the back, they're like, hey, girl. Like, they are.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, okay.
You know? So doing this kind of action is so, it's such a fantasy.
It's a performance.
I don't know why she got so upset. Yeah. It's a performance. And Erica's like, I'm a showgirl. Like, anything. She says that to get out of literally anything.
Everything is a performance. Oh my God. She did that on the first episode.
Yes.
With the BravoCon thing she said about Dorit. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
So if you put those two things together, it's like, all right, Sutton, come on. Then she was talking about the American Ballet Theater, how she's on the board. I was like, girl, have you looked at their TikTok? They do every dance. With every curse word in it, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So oh, yeah. Relax. They're a great follow, the American Ballet Theater. And, like, it's, you know, it's just not her brand to be so vulgar and da-da-da-da. And Kyle got in that ass. Kyle don't have time this season. She is finished.
Kyle seems... She has no patience for anyone, anything. She's tired.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She's tired of being the little sister. She's always, she has such a little sister energy. It's very exhausting to watch, but I'm sure it's very exhausting to be. Like,
to be, yeah.
Her husband's running around with her Dancing with the Stars partner. She running around with a woman. It's just wild.
She's going through it.
And then we have a new black person coming in. We have a new black friend who is not Garcelle's friend.
Whose friend is she?
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/twoblackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.